Perek Shemini. Today we learn chapter 8 of the laws of Tefillin and Mezuzos and Sifrei Torah, and this one is one of the chapters, the laws of Sefer Torah. It is an unusual chapter, and we are going to have a very short lesson today, extremely brief, because the vast length of the chapter is taken up with Maimonides Rambam writing out the different rules that apply as regards the paragraphing within each and every book of the Torah. In other words, he actually writes a sort of sample Sefer Torah, not writing out the whole Sefer Torah, but at the same time describing it in a manner which would be indescribable over the wire, over an electronic medium. You just simply have to look at it to see what it is that he's saying. And so we will simply learn the halachas that pertain before that, and the concluding halacha that he brings after that. We'll also bring you the number of closed and open paragraphs in each of the five books of the Torah. And that will be all that we'll be able to give you today. Halacha Aleph Parsha Pesucha, what is an open portion or an open paragraph? Yesh lo shtei tzurois, there are two ways of doing it. It has two appearances. Im gomar be'emtza hashita, the scribe is writing. He comes to the end of a parsha and he is in the middle of a line. All right, in the middle of the columns have lines and he's in the middle of a line. Maniach shar hashita ponui, he leaves the rest of that line blank. U'maschil haparsha, and he begins the parsha shi psucha, which is a an open parsha. The next one coming up is supposed to be a parsha psucha, an open parsha as it's called, and so he can begin that mitchilas hashito hashniya, from the beginning of the second, meaning the next line. When does this apply? Shendisha min hashita, if there remains, when you say he finished in the middle of the line, we don't mean necessarily in the midpoint, but somewhere in the middle of the line. Well, what's considered somewhere in? He now says that there has to be remain from the line revach, a space kishur teisha oisiyos, as long as nine letters. Avalim leinisha elam ma'at, but if there's not left at the end, from where he's at, from the end of this parsha until the end of the line, there's only a little bit left. Oyim gomar b'seif hashita, or if he indeed wrote and finished the parsha at the end of the entire line, maniach shito shniya b'loiksav, then he leaves the next line completely blank, umaschil haparsha hapsucha, and then he begins the open parsha, as we call it, mitchilas shito hashlishis, from the beginning of the third line. All right, leaves one whole line blank and then begins with the third line. That's if the parsha is a psucha. Beis, halacha beis. Parsha susuma, what about a closed parsha? Yesh lo shalosh tzurais. There are three appearances, three possibilities of the way a parsha susuma can appear. In goma be'emtza hashita, if you finished writing the previous parsha in middle line, maniach revach, you leave a space, kashir, according to the measurement mentioned earlier, maybe nine letters, if you can leave that much. Umaschil lichtai, when you begin to write, b'seif hashita, towards the end of that same line, tevo achas, you have to be able to write at least one word, mitchilas haparsha, from the beginning of the parsha, shehis susuma, which is a closed parsha, ad sheyimtza harevach be'emtza, so that the spacing works out in the middle. You can't have a space at the end of a line. It has to be recognizable as a space, so you have to have enough room for a space of nine letters, and then for the first word of the next parsha to follow on the same line. So that can happen very often. But the im lo nisha min ashita, but if there is not enough room left on the line, kedei lo haniach harevach, in order to leave a space, kashir, according to the required measurement of nine letters, and to yet manage to write at the end of the line one word, then you should leave all the rest of that line blank, and you should leave a little space at the head, at the beginning of the next line, and you should begin to write the next parsha, which is a closed parsha, it's a sumer parsha, me emtza shita shniya, from the middle, but it doesn't mean here literally the midpoint again, but from somewhere in the midst of, let's say, Shita Shnia, the next line. V'ingoma b'seifa Shita. Now, what happens if the previous parsha, the sofer had actually come to the end of the line with the last word of the previous parsha? Maniach mitchilas Shita Shnia, that he has to leave at the beginning of the next line, kishir harevach. The space required, maybe 9 letters. A maschil lichtei v'asasuma, and then he begins to write the next parsha, which is a sasuma parsha, closed parsha, meyemtza hashita, from the midst of the line. Nimtzas oimer, so it comes out, you can say, she parsha pesucha, that an open parsha, tchilasa betchilas hashita liyoylam, it always begins in the midst of a line, always. Or parsha sasuma, and a closed parsha, tchilasa meyemtza hashita liyoylam, always begins. What did I say before? Let me just go over that. I think I might have erred. Nimtzas Oimer, it comes out that you say, let's just review this word, this line again. Shaparsha Psucha, an open parsha, Tchilosa, it always begins B'Tchilos Hashita, at the beginning of a line, La'olam, always. A parsha Sesuma, and a closed parsha, Tchilosa Me'emtza Hashita La'olam, always begins in the midst of a line, always. Halacha Gimel. Sefer she'enei muga b'mali v'chaseir, a sefer Torah which was not corrected with its defective and full words. Evshel ataknei ula hagiyoi k'mo shebiyarnu. It is possible to correct it and to put it right as we have explained. Avadim to'o b'revach ha'parshiyos. But if a person, if a scribe made a mistake in the space between the parshiyos, v'kosa p'sucha susuma, and he wrote an open parsha, a closed one, o susuma p'sucha, or there was supposed to follow a closed parsha, he wrote it open, o shehifsik mehiniach poli, or he made a gap and left a blank space, v'makam she'ein by parsha, where there was not supposed to be a parsha break, a paragraph break at all, o shekosav kedarki v'lehifsik berevach v'makam ha'parsha, or the reverse, he did not leave any space at all where there was supposed to be a parsha space, o sheshina tzuras hashirois, or he changed the shape of the two songs which are written in a very specific way, the song of the Red Sea, Shiras Hayom, and the song of Ha'azinu. Harezeb Pasul, this Sefer Torah is invalid, the Eloi Takonan, there is no way of repairing it. The only way you can do it is to remove the entire column where the mistake was made. Halacha Dalet. Ulefisha Ra'isi, and because, declares Rambam, because I have seen Shibush Gadol, a great amount of error, B'chol Asfarim Shura'isi B'dvarim Elu, in all the Sifrei Torah, in all those Torah scrolls that I have seen, in these above matters that I've mentioned, V'chein Bale HaMaseres, and also those are the keepers of the tradition, Shekosvin U'mechabrim, who write and author, Lohidia Psuches V'Hasasumais, and they have written works to let us know which parshias, which portions are open and which closed. And since I have seen them, they are nechlokim with the dvarim edel, that they argue in these matters. But machlokes hasfarim shesimchem aleihem, according to the differences of the Sifrei Torah upon which they rely. In other words, the old Sifrei Torah which they regard as accurate, from which they have copied theirs. Therefore, because of all this argumentation, ra'isi lichtoi v'heino, I have seen fit to write herewith, kol parshias haTorah, all, to make a note of all the parshias of the Torah, has the sumas v'apsuches, which are closed and which are open, the tzuras hashiros, and how to what shape to write the songs, kadei l'sakin aleihem kol hasvarim, in order to repair by them all the Sifrei Torah, or lahagia mehem, and to correct from them. The Sefer Shesomachnu Olav Bidvarim Elo, and the Sefer Torah which I have relied upon for these matters, Hu HaSefer HaYaduah B'Mitzrayim, is the Sefer Torah, the Torah scroll which is well known in Egypt, Shukodol Arbo'o V'Ethrim Svarim, which it contained the 24 books of the entire Torah, Shehayo Birushalayim Mikama Shonim, it was in Jerusalem for a number of years, Lahagia Mimenu HaSvarim, that the other Sefer Torah should be corrected from it, V'Olav Hoyu HaKil Sevchim, and everybody relied on it, Lefisha Higio Ben Asher, because the famous Ben Asher had corrected it, V'diktek by Shonim Harbe, and he had been very careful to go through it for years and years, V'Higihu Pa'amim Rabbis K'moshe He'etiku, and he corrected it many times, each time when it was copied over. The Olav Samachti, and upon this Sefer Torah I have relied, B'Sefer HaTorah Shekosafti K'Hilchasei, in the Sefer Torah which I have written according to the Prefer law, and then there follows the Sefer Bereishis, where he where the Rambam enumerates all the parshas, all which paragraphs should be open and which are closed. And I'll just give you the end of Sefer Bereishis. He says Minyan Apsuchos, the full count of the open portions, the Shalosh Va'arboim 43, Vahasasumay Shemayna Va'arboim, and the closed parishes, the closed portions are 48, Hakel Tishin V'Yachas. Altogether, that adds up to 91. In the Sefer Shemais, the Eila Shemais, as he calls it, the book of Eila Shemais, if we go to the end, we will see that Rambam says, Minyan Apsuchos, the number of the total number of the open paragraphs, Tesha V'Shishim, 69, Minyan Asasumais, the number of the closed paragraphs, Chomesh V'Tishim, 95, Hakoil, altogether, that's Me'a V'Shishim V'Abba Parshias, 164 paragraphs. And then Sefer Vayikra, the book of Vayikra, or Leviticus, towards the end, we will see the Rambam says, Minyan Apsuchos, the total count of the open paragraphs in the book of Vayikra, 2 and 52. Vahasasumos, in the closed paragraphs, 6 and 46. Hakoil, 98. Altogether, 89. And then comes Sefer Bamidbar Sinai, the fourth book of the Torah is the book of Bamidbar. And right at the very end, Rambam tells us that the Minyan HaPsucha is the total number of the open paragraphs, 2 and 92, Vahasasuma Shishim Vashesh, and the closed paragraphs of 66, Hakol Me'a V'Chamishim U'Shmoina. Altogether, that adds up to 158. And finally, Sefer Eila Devarim, the book of Eila Devarim, or Deuteronomy, Devarim, the total number is, let's see what the total number is. I don't see where he says that for Devarim. Shiras Hayom Kaisvim. No, doesn't seem to say that here. Let's see. Nope, does not. Yes, it does, right. The total number of the open parshas of this book, this is in the middle of the column if you're following it in the Hebrew. Minyan HaPsukah Shal Sefer Zeh, the total number of the open paragraphs of this book, 34. Vahasasumos, and the closed paragraphs, Me'a V'esrim V'arba'o, 124. Hakel altogether, Me'a V'chamishim U'shmeid, 158. Now, then he says, Minyan HaPsukah Shal Kol HaTorah, the total number of open portions of the entire Torah, Masayim V'tishim, 290. Minyan HaSasumos, the total number of all the closed paragraphs, Shalosh Me'os V'shimim V'tesha, 379. Hakel altogether, Shesh Me'os V'shishim V'tesha, 669. And then he goes into the different shapes of Parshas HaZinu and Shiras HaZinu, the Song of HaZinu, and the Song of Shiras Hayam Oz Yoshev Moshe, and explains the shape of it. And that again is something which I cannot tell you, but which has to be actually seen. And then he concludes with the following paragraph: Kol HaTorah Kula, the entire Torah, Bein B'Shiros, Bein B'Shar HaKsav, whether in the two songs that we mentioned or in the rest of the writing, Yiskaven, you should plan, you should be careful, Shetia Ois Semucha LeChaverta B'Yoser, that each letter should be as close to its companion letter as possible, V'Lois Sidbak Ba, but shouldn't stick to it, you shouldn't touch it, V'Lois Sisrachek Mimeno, but it should also not be too far away from it, in order that the word should not appear as two words, but there should be a space between one letter and the next, as a hair's breadth. If a scribe wrote the letters of a word distant from each other, that it would appear to be two words, the Tinok She'en Ragil, to a young child who is not familiar with the Sefer Torah and is therefore going by an innocent look of what it appears to him. Hareze Pasul Achi Yisakin. This Sefer Torah is pasul, is invalid until it will be repaired. And that is the end of Perek Chamir of Shemini, the chapter 8, and we will continue with chapter 9 in the next lesson.